We're covering games all season long. The Minor Hockey Game of the Week on Extra 90.5.
We are back with the Panthers on the power play and looking dangerous, but the Petes now have a chance to clear. Panthers first power play of the game, trying to get the power play set up. There's a snapshot. Not sure if it was a shot on net or kind of a slap pass, but it was kind of in the middle of both of them. It didn't work out. And now the Panthers, Riley, had a chance to saucer for Fernandez, who was in front of the net, but could not get anything on it. And now the Panthers still in the attack. Bondy behind his own net. Fernandez. And the Petes just slap it down the ice and get a much-needed line change. Minute 12 still remaining on this power play for the Panthers. The Panthers slowing it down behind their own net, thinking of what to do, not making any rash decisions anymore. And Jake Bennett takes his time and circles. Now he gets into the Pete zone, but the Petes win it right back. And they send it right down ice again. That's Jack Carey getting it all the way down the ice. And Fernandez has to regroup again for the Panthers. And Fernandez again. And now it's Adam Bondy for the Panthers. The Panthers cannot get this power play set up with 30 seconds remaining. It goes all the way down to the Panther zone again. Liam Robichaud behind his own net with time. And now the Panthers, Naughton couldn't get the pass on his stick though. And the Petes clear it. 15 seconds remaining now. Now the Panthers are in the zone. 4-on-3 here for the Panthers. Keeps it for himself though with Zambri, and he couldn't get around his defender. Probably wiser not to try to get around West. And the puck's in the crease. It's quickly cleared there. The puck was just hanging there for someone to tap it in. The Petes cleared out of danger. The Panthers still in the zone though. Back to 5-on-5. Man in front. Good job there by Kyle Johnson to smother it up. No doing there. And the Petes remain up 3-0. With 6:19 remaining and fighting off that power play. The faceoff will be to the left of Johnson. Won by the Panthers. Robinson for the Petes behind his own net. Brushed off the puck there by Chris Naughton though. And they have a chance to regroup. Golliwer for the Petes, dumps it into the Panther zone behind the net. Goalie Shane Bowser just gets a stick on it and pushes it away. And now the Petes kneeled, sends it back down to the Panther zone. And the Panthers being pressured heavy. The Petes force a turnover. Good job there by Matthew Robinson to force the turnover. Put it in a dangerous spot right in front of the net. And the puck goes all the way down the ice, and this will surely go for an icing. That is an icing against the Panthers, so the faceoff will come back into the Panther zone with 5:36 remaining in the second period, with the Petes sitting comfortably up 3-0 on the Minor Hockey Game of the Week. This, of course, is the Goodwin Medals Peterborough Minor Midget MD, or Minor Development Petes, against the visiting Pickering Panthers. And the Petes win that draw again. Playing it back to the point. Panthers read that pass though from Neville. Now the Panthers look to counter. It's Callum Hogg cutting inside. Cog still with it along the blue line. Nice pass there. Find his teammate. He has a shot at the slot. Good save there by Johnson though. He saw it all the way. Not enough power behind that shot to beat Johnson. And Booth unable to clear for the Petes as they have to regroup, and Neville behind his own net again with some time though. Oh, he backtracks, and the Panthers do force the turnover. And there'll be a penalty against the Petes again. As mentioned, this is non-contact league. And that was, in fact, contact. Whether he likes it or not, and he does not like it. Let me tell you, J.P. Corkery does not believe that was a penalty. But the referees do, and that's all that really matters. And with 4:58 remaining in the second period, the Panthers look to get on the board with a power play opportunity. And I've seen crazier things happen than a team score 4 unanswered in the third. But let me tell you, the Panthers would love to get a goal in this second period and cut that lead to 2. And they start off on the round track on that power play as the Petes dump it down. And the Panthers have to regroup. It's Liam Robichaud to Vino. And the Petes read that like a book. and send it all the way down the Panther zone and actually force a faceoff. And that's Connor Rutherford putting pressure on Shane Bowser, forcing him to smother it up. Faceoff in the Panther zone. The Panthers win it, trying to get it out. And West from center ice for the Petes dumps it all the way down into the Panther zone again. It'll be a faceoff. I'm not sure for what this time. Not sure what that faceoff's for. I think they might have said it bounced off the mesh, not the glass. A bit too much on it from West. And that is exactly the case. And the faceoff will be in the neutral zone, just outside the Panther zone. Bondi winning it for the Panthers. And Naughton for the Panthers getting into the Pete zone. Unable to get to it though. Quickly turned over and sent down ice by Connor Rutherford of the Petes. And it goes all the way down the ice. And Nearing's the first one to it for the Panthers. Slows it down. Head up ice. Finds his teammate, Chris Naughton. And Naughton again gets into the Petes zone along the boards. Just though, as two Petes close him down quickly. And now the Petes on the attack again. Can't get it into the zone though, as the Panthers. That's Neville, West. They're stuck in the corner. Bennett, Robinson sends it all the way down the ice. 40 seconds remaining on this Panthers power play. 3:40 remaining in the second period. Panthers need a goal. But the Petes, the one Pete there on the attack, forces the turnover and almost gets in alone. Off a little pinball deflections there, almost bounced right to him. That was Owen Hazeldine. Didn't quite work out in the end though. But the Petes, they're looking like more of the dangerous team, even with only four players out there. As the Panthers, just trying to regroup and recover. And West for the Petes slaps it down to the neutral zone. But the Panthers break that up. And now it'll be a penalty coming against the Panthers. But the Petes still have the puck. He's all alone. And it'll be 4-on-4 for exactly 1 second. And that is when the Petes power play expires. So for 1 second, it'll be 4-on-4. And then a minute 59 or less for the Petes on a power play. Exactly 2:59 remaining in the second period. So the Petes will pretty much have a full power play. Looking to make it 4 unanswered goals. And I think 4 would just about do it. Even though it's still only the second period. The Panthers have not given me any reason to believe that they can come back in this game. Even with 3 or 4. And now 5-on-4 power play for the Petes. And the Petes are already on the attack again. Slap shot. Good job there by the Panthers defense to get a stick in front of it. Nathan Fernandez getting a stick in front of it there. Sending it high into the mesh. It'll be a faceoff in the Panther zone. Still tons of time on this power play for the Petes as Robinson lines up for it. And the Petes win it. Not really going anywhere with it. Now they win it. Robinson circling still near the hash marks. Still on the boards now. Plays it. Northy at the point. Robinson has some room by the hash marks. Oh, just couldn't control it enough though. Still has it behind the net though. Has some time. Northy now. Aaron pass. Oh, that deflection from Robinson goes right on net. Shane Bowser had to stand up and catch it, which is kind of an awkward, more like an outfielder in baseball. But he got the job done with his glove. And a minute 16 remaining on the power play for the Petes still. 2:15 remaining in the second period. And now Booth will be the one for the Petes lining up for it. And he'll take on Bondi to the right of Bowser. And Bondi wins it cleanly for the Panthers. Still on the boards there for the Panthers. And they clear it down ice. Good job there by the Panthers. And they get a line change. Two of them anyways. Now Hardy for the Petes in the neutral zone. Aaron pass there right to Bondi. Wrong team. And the Panthers send it right down again. Neville regrouping for the Petes. Neville still regrouping. And Hill now for the Panthers sending it back in. Petes. This is certainly not a memorable power play for them. Not up to their standards we've seen in this game. They've been sloppy on this one. And now Booth enters his zone for the Petes. Has some room. Nice pass right in the center. Hardy. Oh, and that pass just couldn't get on the stick of Shane Hardy. He had an open shot from the slot. And we've seen him from there before. And now Neville. Regroup for the Peets. 20 seconds remaining. He's in his own zone. Finding a defensive pairing. Hardy. And Corkery sends it down ice. Bennett for the Panthers. First one to it. Sauces it out. 5 seconds remaining in the power play. Peets are going to end their power play. They're going to go, what, 2 for 3, I believe it is, so far in the power play? Regardless, that was certainly the worst power play for them so far. And this game has kind of become more of a penalty fest now, as there's another penalty against the Peets, as they'll go to the box. And it'll be the Panthers now with the man advantage. With 56 remaining in the second period. Again, as mentioned, the Panthers, I'm sure they're close to desperate for a goal in this period. 2 goals is certainly achievable. 3 goals is really pushing it. And they trail by 3 right now. And the Peets win that draw cleanly and send it right down ice. And now the Panthers in their own zone. Panthers still in their own zone. Nice little dummy there to let it go through his legs. And Hogg is the one onto it. And Hogg has it. Good move there to get around his defender. Hogg for the Panthers. Another good move. And the third time is not the charm there. And West for the Peets blocks that shot with his hand. Shakes it off. Sends it down nice. And West, he's been up to the task every time he's had to be defensively. Especially on the penalty kill. He's a big boy out there. And he just gets right in the way. Blocks up any lanes. And then sends it all the way down ice. And now the Panthers have some room. Jake Bennett in the neutral zone, but the Peets gobble it up. Hazeldine, and that'll be icing with 3 seconds remaining. Panthers not looking like they're going to capitalize on the power play, at least for this period. They'll still have the penalty for on the power play for roughly a minute in the third period. Faceoff will be in the neutral zone. 3.5 seconds remaining, and nothing doing as the Peets win that draw. And that does it for the second period. The Peets leading the visiting Pickering Panthers 3-0. Third period action continues only on Talk Sports Radio Extra 90.5.